Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Oh,
We continue our reading from Luke's Gospel. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace among those whom he favors." Our final reading from Luke's Gospel again. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at the shepherds who told them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Come to us with thy tender.
Praise God for the gift of song. It moves us in ways that mere words or prayers cannot. We're so thankful for the choir and Capitol Brass, but we're not done yet. So take note that we'll be singing together for our final hymn, and the insert has that there. And then I would also remind you, too, to please remain seated for the postlude, because the Capitol Brass will be playing that for us as well. We depart from the Apostles' Creed this morning, and instead are using a portion of the Scots Confession. This is a Reformation-era confession that speaks about the incarnation of Jesus Christ. I invite you to stand with me and to confess our faith together using these words. Let us say what we believe. When the fullness of time came, God sent His Son, His eternal wisdom, the substance of His own glory, into this world, who took the nature of humanity from the substance of a woman, a virgin, by means of the Holy Ghost, and so was born the just seed of David, the angel of the great counsel of God, the very Messiah promised, whom we confess and acknowledge to be Emmanuel, true God and true man, two perfect natures, united and joined in one person.